From the 2026 Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, here's Lori Boyer.
Jed Bauer, president of the National Corn Growers Association, with me, and I know there's a lot of disappointment amongst your organization on what happened with getting year-round E15 into place.
You know, we started this process well over a decade ago and been pushing for years and making some headway and more or less educating for a long time. As growers, we're not real forceful normally, but as we've been moving through and we go back to like year before, and we really thought we had something done until the last second, of course. And, you know, Speaker Johnson ended up having to pull it out over some DOGE wording, and they didn't think that they needed to add stuff in there. And I met with the speaker there in December, and he even, we talked for 30 minutes or so, and he talked about his frustration having to pull it out and was really excited. We thought we could get something done this year. The White House had called us, along with oil, the Retailers Association, in to try to work out a deal where we could get E15 done. We come to that agreement, and then again I took it to the speaker and said, you know, we have an agreement because the speaker does have a refinery in his district, and we wanted to make sure that we gave him a heads up, gave him time to go back to his refinery, verify we did have an agreement. And we really thought we were going to get it done. You know, it's been a long, hard battle against oil, so to speak, and their coffers. And with us coming together with API, we truly thought we had an answer for rural America, try to bring some relief. And then again, at the last second, oil kind of dropped the ball. You know, API swings a big hammer, and they really thought, I think, that they had their side wrapped up just because of their power. And of course, as everybody heard, we hit the hill. We have been more aggressive over this than we ever have been. The small and mid-sized refineries obviously weren't in that negotiation with API, and there was some fragmentation there.
What is the next step now for NCGA on this issue?
Sure. Honestly, you know, they claim they're going to have a vote. It's going to be a little awkward for us because we'll be in Commodity Classic. With today's technology, though, well, there's so many things at Classic, and truly a great opportunity for all growers to come. So many sessions they can learn and study about new techniques and maybe potentially ways to truly save them some dollars on their operation and looking forth and becoming more sustainable and trying to capture some of the maybe those niche markets.
National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer. I'm Lori Boyer from the 2026 Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas. This report brought to you by Syngenta.
Meet Enlist E3 Expanse Soybeans from Syngenta and MS Technologies, LLC. Get tolerance to more active ingredients than any soybean trait stack in the industry, including HPPD inhibitor chemistries like bicyclopyrone. Unlock new herbicide options without added complexity. Anticipated in 2029 pending regulatory approvals. Enlist E3 Soybean Technology is jointly developed with Corteva Agriscience, LLC and MS Technologies, LLC. Expanse Soybean Technology is owned by MS Technologies, LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Corteva Agriscience, LLC. Expanse is a trademark of MS Technologies, LLC.